Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Sunday, the 3rd of January, the weekend edition. And starting off with Argo Blockchain, which seems to be the stock of the moment still, especially given the way that Bitcoin has surged over the weekend. The assumption here is that the retracement that we've had, double retracement back to 32 pence from the spike we had to 40 pence early last week will be the end of day close stop loss and will be support for the shares over the next few sessions. Initial target here, while we're above 32 pence, obviously the July resistance line projection at 40 pence for a third time, but best case scenario target here, the top of a steep October trend channel currently pointing towards 51 or even 52 pence. Hopefully as soon as the end of this month and the way things are going, perhaps even the end of next week. Next stock is one that has been, well, I suppose it was the stock of last year, given that it was the best performing stock on the London market, All Active Asset Capital. And here you can see that we've just been in this little bull flag here, just above the initial resistance of last week, around the 16 pence level. While we're above, the floor of that flag back at 14.8 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking for the shares to hit the top of the March rising trend channel from last year, as high as 25 pence. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So above 14.8, hopefully up to 25 pence in that situation. A stock which taken a long time to get its act together in terms of the bull argument, especially in the recent past, has been Audio Boom, but looks like last week we had a decent break of that February resistance line there, running through around the £2 25 level, and while we're above 225 on an end of day close basis, looking for the top of the rising trend channel from July 2019, as high as £3.50, hopefully by the end of February. Moving along to a stock which has also started to get its act together in quite a decent way, and that's DevClever. Broke through the rather sticky resistance around the 10 pence level, post-July resistance for the shares, over the last week or so, and we've really had solid updates, ever since. Looking for the top of a rising trend channel from February last year, currently pointing towards 21 pence by the end of this month. Again, this could be something to be done over the next week, but hopefully by the end of this month. And that valid while we hold above, at least while we hold above recent resistance on the way up around 13.3 pence. So above 13.3, looking for 21, 22 pence for DevClever. A newer name as far as the Bulletin Board Heroes is concerned is GTech. Here we've got the sort of classic setup with the bouncing or the bumping along the bottom and then of the range and then breaking a resistance line and the 200-day moving average. In this case, resistance line from June and the 200-day line at 12.4 pence. View here at least is that, the view here is that while we're above the 50-day line at 11.5 pence, we could hit the top of the rising June trend channel at 22 pence as soon as the end of February, hopefully mirroring the type of move that we saw for the shares back in May. On to Itaconics, one of those stocks which just managed to sort of slip through the net over the last week or so. Interesting here that we had a solid breakthrough of the October resistance area around 2.5 pence on an end of day close basis over the course of last week, especially on Wednesday. And while we're above 2.5 pence on an end of day close basis, we're looking for the top of a February resistance, February trend channel rather, at 4 pence, hopefully by the end of this month. So looking pretty strong there for Itaconics. A bit of jiggery pokery with IQAI in terms of the dance around the 9, 10 pence level, sort of bear trapping just below November support, which was just shy of 10 pence. But a very good weekly close last week with the close above the sharply rising 50-day moving average at 9.8 pence. The view here is basically that while we're above that falling November support line and the rising September price channel floor at 8 pence, we're looking at to a target as high as 27 pence at the top of the April rising trend channel. And that could hopefully be hit as soon as the end of next month. You can see that on judging by previous spikes for the shares, they can move pretty quickly when they want to. Good to see Macango back in form, a stock which I covered quite a lot in the earlier days. Nice breakout, I suppose the big breakout was in October, but since then we've had fresh highs and fresh higher highs and fresh higher lows. Latest lows there, bear trap below the 50-day moving average at 11.3 pence. But a nice weekly close last week above the old November resistance at 15.5 pence. And while we're above that intraday peak, looking for 25 pence as soon as the end of this month. So a very nice looking setup there for Macango Resources. Stock of the year on ShareTalk last year was Open Orphan. Looks like it's limbering up quite nicely for the new year as well. Here we had a very, very strong close for the shares at for the end of last week and also the end of the month, above 25 pence and above that October resistance line, as well as being above the 50-day moving average at 24.29 pence. While we hold above the 50-day line on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards the top of a rising May trend channel at 40 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, only really back below the August support line there at 23 pence on a consistent basis, really delaying the upside scenario. Alongside Argo Blockchain, obviously, there's Online Blockchain, which has had an arguably even more impressive spike over the last week or so. Had an inside day there for the shares on Thursday, but we're still loyal to a target, upside target here at the top of the rising April trend channel, as high as 70 pence by the end of this month, while we hold above the Thursday intraday low at 40 pence on an end-of-day close basis. So looking pretty impressive there for Online Blockchain at the moment, as you would expect. Stock which has started to bubble higher and I see on social media has its fans, clever fans, Skin Biotherapeutics. Here we've got the shares going into a golden cross between the 50, 20 and 200-day moving averages after that slight bear trap rebound that we had below the initial December support. So that's another sort of collection of plus points there on a technical basis. Very strong candle there on the Wednesday of last week, breaking through the 20 pence resistance. So that's a big plus point too. And the view here really is that while we're above 20 pence on an end of day close basis, we should hit the top of that rising January trend channel from last year, as high as 35 pence, hopefully by the end of this month. So that looks pretty well set up there for that shares. In fact, the way things are going, one would expect 35 pence to be the minimum by the end of this month. Difficult to resist returning to Synergen, which has had a pretty impressive rebound over the last few weeks. We had that narrow bear trap to start December, bear trap below the initial November support at 82 pence. December managed to get down to 74. We then gapped up through the 200-day moving average, which is normally a very strong sign, and also the 50-day line, which is an even stronger sign, and then finally bounced off the 50-day moving average intraday as a failed gap fill. So that's multiple bullish configurations there for Synergen. Probably all we're looking for now is an end-of-day close through £1.63. Which was the December intraday high. But if you're a fan of the shares, basically you would regard them as being on their way after having broken that October resistance line and use the intraday low of last week, or last Thursday rather, at £1.41 as an end-of-day close stop loss. Above £1.41, we're looking to the top of the rising July trend channel, currently pointing to as high as £2.80, hopefully, as soon as the end of next month. Not quite so high profile, but hopefully we'll get there, is VR Education here. We've broken a resistance line there from October and the 50-day moving average at 14.5 pence. The view here is that while we're above the 200-day line at 13.3 pence, we should relatively easily head towards the top of that rising April trend channel at 23 or 24 pence, hopefully by the end of January. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.